She sings in many languages, and her music speaks to many cultures. Her name is Ishtar. Ishtar is a 32-year-old singing sensation. With the band Alabina, and now on her own, Ishtar combines the flavors of flamenco and the Middle East with the rhythms of pop music. Her powerful voice, dynamic personality, and sexy blonde looks have helped Ishtar take Europe by storm, and she hopes to conquer the U.S. as well. Perhaps she was also born under a lucky star, as her name itself seems to imply.
Ishtar is the goddess of fertility and love from the Persian mythology.
Now, were you named this when you were born, or did you adopt this name?
Well, actually, it was my grandmother. My name is Eti. Well, and she used Esther, and she used to call me since I was a child Ishtar with her accent, Egyptian accent. I don't know why, and when she died 9 years ago and I started my career in France, it was so obvious for me just to, adopt this name again.
Tell me, Ishtar, where you were born and raised, because I've read differing things and I don't know what to believe anymore.
No, the truth is that it's so, my roots are so not complicated, but very, very rich. I mean, I have quarter of each. That means that I've born and raised in Israel, in a very, very mixed and huge, large culture. My mother is Egyptian, my father is Moroccan, but originally my father is originally from Spain. He born in Morocco, in Casablanca, and my mother is Egyptian, typically Egyptian, and her father is Yemen.
Well, you speak, what is it, 7 languages?
No, I do speak and write and read 5 languages, but I
don't
know
only
how.
5?
Only 5, yes, and there's a half, but I just, it's only in Morocco. When I get there, I found out that I can speak, so that's why I'm saying 5 and a half languages.
Now, it sounds like you say you loved growing up with all these different influences,
oh, yeah.
Really, from all over
yeah.
the world. Is the same true with music? Did you grow up listening to all different kinds of music?
Wow. Oh, yes. Actually, I grew up and I learned how to sing with Barbara Streisand because she gave me this passion to music and singing.
So you used to listen to her recordings and sing along?
Oh, everything, each phrase, when she used to breathe between phrases, everything, I know it, and I was just listening to every phrase, every word. If there's a melody that touches me, that's it. I don't care about the rhythm. Of course, there's the rhythm that, it's kind of a close, the rhythm, but for me, lyrics are very important, but first, it's the melody.
So what are you singing about in that song? Because I don't have a translation. I just have, in fact, is it, what language are you singing in?
It's in Hebrew. It's in Hebrew, and it's a song that touches me since I was 8 years old. I used to sing it at the choral in school. This song talks about a memory of a place that has a very salty smell, like a forest of the eucalyptus tree. And when we grow up and when we go back every time to this place, nothing has changed because you can still feel this salty, salty smell in the air. And I wanted to sing this song because, it's personal and I love it.
You spent time in the Israeli army, right?
Yeah,
and
like all the girls, like everyone. Actually, I wanted to do something very, very different because since I was 15, I sang and I used to sing all over Israel. So I said to sing in the army, it was a possibility, but I said, what's the point? I mean, I want to use those 2 years to do something completely different that I'll never be able to do after this army. So I stayed a mechanic a few months because I was very far away. I was in the south, and I was at that time in love with a guy from the north. And you know what? Music and stage was, I just missed the stage. So it was a great experience for 8 months, and the last 1 year and 2 months I just moved to another base just near my house, my parents' house. So I used to come as you go to work at 8 o'clock, you're getting into the base, the military base, and then you go out at 4 o'clock, and then at night I was continuing singing.
Oh, so you really just never stopped singing from the
No,
time you were a
never.
little girl.
No.
Let's listen to an example of this mixing, this melding of different styles from this CD. What would you recommend that we
Oh,
play?
let's say La Monique.
Oh, good. We were talking about that one too. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Okay, that's good. Well, I can just see a lot of people getting up and dancing to that, weather, no matter what their
Really?
heritage, right? You know, it doesn't matter
Yeah.
where they were raised.
Great.
Ishtar, how do you decide which songs you're going to sing in which languages? Is it purely that a song was written in a certain language and so you sing it that way, or do you ever translate or have songs translated and change them?
I feel comfortable in all the different languages that I sing, and each language presents something. I can sing about love in Arabic, in English, in French, doesn't matter. I told you it's a melody. It's bizarre, it's very strange, but it's true, it's a melody.
Well, I bet you like to dance too, though.
Oh, yes. Did you saw a show, Valabina? Just I have to ask you.
No, I have not seen
You
a
have not.
show. Mm-mm.
Because if you did, you won't ask me this question. No, I know I never learned to sing, and I never learned to dance, and everybody thinks that I learned years and years dance, the belly dancing. And I remember since I was 3 years old, all the family, everybody was doing a circle, putting the music on, and I supposed to dance for my grandmother, going up on the table and dance. You know, in the family, we don't have a reason to have a big party. I mean, even at the kitchen, the women, they cook, and with the casseroles and with the plate, they dancing. And they dance while they cook, while they're watching TV, if they, even if they, whatever. So I like it. I cannot just sing specially rhythmic songs, and specially not belly dancing, with just singing and not moving. And when I'm on stage, I feel like I'm in trance. So yes, I dance a lot.
Well, Ishtar,
Yeah.
it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
You too.